Hi, I'm Philip's brother, and you're living up the weekend on Raw. What a beast.
As we do every week with our star guests, we get to play them a little game before they get to go and take on the quiz. And today's game is all about April Fools. And essentially, there are many April Fools back at the start of the month, but because there's been a long time and a long time to sort of brood over them since the 1st of April, it's now the 25th. It's time to ask Alex whether there were some April things or just fools. Let's see if he makes a fool of himself in the process. I think many organisations, in the attempt to make April Fools type jokes, did make slight fools of themselves because some of them are frankly ridiculous. And it'll be Alex's job to try and decipher through the real April Fools and ones I've sort of made up on the spot.
Okay.
So, Alex, your first one comes from the South Downs National Park. On April Fool's Day, did they say that they were going to be reintroducing hippos to the landscape where they lived 110,000 years ago?
I really want that to be true. Like, I don't want that to be an April Fool. I'd love if that was a thing, but I'm...
Can you imagine South Downs National Park putting out a sort of press release with, say, like a, I don't know, like a hippo photoshopped into a small lake and saying, this is...
No. I feel like you're trying to sell it to me now, Phil. I'm gonna say that's a crafty invention from Stoneman.
Unfortunately, go with your gut. It was a real press release.
No!
Real press release offered by South Downs National Park to bring back... they said that they were going to be reintroducing hippos into the landscape where they once lived a mere 110,000 years ago. Next up for you, we have Groupon. Did they advertise a parcel tongue course, which is, in Harry Potter terms, language of snakes, offered by the Pet Auditory Welfare Service, a.k.a. PAWS, on April Fool's Day?
Again, these are brilliant. And if... are you a Potter fan?
A little bit.
A little bit. I feel like I always go with the sort of logic of, would you go with two real ones in a row? Would you mix it up? I think about that more than whether I think it's genuine or not. I'm gonna say that one's real as well. I really want that to be real. Parcel tongue course.
First thing, unfortunately not, I'm afraid, Alex. That one, cleverly crafted. Well, I say cleverly crafted. It was originally about dogs, which was the real April Fool.
That was sneaky of you, Stoneman.
The Pet Auditory Welfare Service said that they analysed the barking from 2,000 individual barks and 25 to 50 different breeds. But you were fooled by that, Alex. Here's another one for you.
I'm not doing so well.
Doesn't matter.
I am the April Fool.
You are the fool. But let's see if you can redeem yourself here. Manchester Prison. Did Manchester Prison say for their April Fool that on Twitter that they would hold a competition to get prisoners released early via a Twitter vote?
Okay. So there's no way anyone would buy that. Surely. I don't feel. So it'd be... I'm going to say that one was true.
So you're saying Manchester Prison on Twitter said that...
It's quite a racy joke, April Fool's joke, if they went with that. It's quite...
Having prisoners released early via a Twitter vote.
It almost sounds too mad to be an invention from you. So I'm going to say that's true.
It was indeed.
Yeah!
Released by Greater Manchester Prison Services on Twitter. If you go back on their timeline, you'll be able to find that tweet.
That's amazing.
Okay. How about this one for you, Alex? Was it an April Fool or not? Ode to KFC.
No. No, that's a Stonemanism.
Yeah.
Yeah, got ya.
Indeed. Completely made it up. Based on Ode Burger King.
Based on Ode Burger King. Was that a thing?
Ode Burger King was a thing.
Oh, okay.
But how about this for you, Alex? An April Fool, or was it Did the UK government ban the font Comic Sans from appearing from any public sector publication?
I'd vouch for that. I'd be delighted if I saw that, because Comic Sans is awful.
So you'd like it to actually happen?
Yeah, again, with a lot of these, I think I'd like to have genuinely just been real rather than April Fool's jokes. But I'm going to go... I think Phil likes this. I reckon Phil uses Comic Sans. You look like the sort of person who sort of person who delves into a bit of Comic Sans. I'm like, going to go that's a real April Fool's joke.
It was not a real April Fool's
joke. Oh, Stoneman, you crafty thing.
And in the meantime, I feel like you've driven a stake through my heart. I rebel against Comic Sans. I remember when it was drilled upon us back in primary school, year four, you go to the IT suite. No.
Never. Ever, ever.
We've got two more for you. Were they real or not real April Fools? Did the Royal Institute for the Blind say that they were going to introduce CatNav?
CatNav.
I don't think that needs any explanation.
Real.
Real.
Yes! What's that? What am I on now? Three?
Yeah, you're doing all right. We've got... one last one for you, and this one is from lingerie brand Curvy Kate. Did in their April Fool's joke, did they say that they were going to introduce the first push-up bra for buttocks called the Booty Bra?
I can't imagine you coming up with that, if I'm honest. I think that's got to be real. That's got to be a real April Fool's joke.
It is indeed real. And they say they based the bra upon that photo of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, the break the internet thing.
It did.
Yes.
They say that the buttock-enhancing pants comes with size 8 to 22, with cups in sizes D, G, and J, in order to accentuate curves using their patented upfront engineering.
Not a K cup, then, as in Kim K.
Oh, dear. Thank you so
much. Sorry.
Alex there, you survived the April Fool's test.
Best meme of Didge, mate. This is Bunza.